from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Shoot, yeah, here we go. Hour 3 of the Nation. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30 as they try to get some passion and some winning baseball kindled back up, rekindled here with this baseball team. They still have lost, 7 of their last 10, but perhaps a turning point last night in exciting walk-off fashion. Josh Smith got the job done. We talked with Carson Kelly back there in the Rangers player show at 3:30. That was cool. It was good to get to know the new backup catcher here for the Texas Rangers, but it is time now to talk more Cowboys football with you. As the countdown to week one continues, I have in my hot little hand, from DallasCowboys.com's Nick Harris, the top 10 rising stars here, the top 10 players on the rise at training camp. General at your service. Broadus is in Oxnard right now on the tennis courts, and he's going to be there through the duration of their training camp. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. You do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo, Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And we're the G-Bag Nation. Watching quarterfinal women's water polo action. That's pretty cool. Hungary leads 2-1 in the second. I believe that's the second quarter. Hopefully not the second half. We're about to lose. But you do have the USA whooping Brazil there in the quarterfinal of the men's basketball as we turn our attention here to the top 10 risers. And this is exciting because the first guy on the list from Nick, Jalen Tolbert, the easiest player to put on the list, he says, taking full advantage of the extra reps with CeeDee Lamb being out. Dak said Tolbert was the pass catcher he spent the most time with in the offseason, and he says the chemistry and connection is you can see it on the practice field in Oxnard, California. I mean, put some numbers on it. Is this 400-yard impressive? Is this 750? Is he going to challenge for 1,000 yards? How impressive has Jalen Tolbert been, gentlemen?
I mean, I was impressed with what we saw with him out there. Now, Brian, I don't know if that's continued, if his production has continued to improve out there. But,
yeah,
man, I mean, the 1v1 against the corner drills, he was making life very difficult for everybody. I thought he made plays during 11-on-11. I mean, there was a sequence when they were going in team where I believe it was Dak went to him back-to-back times. He ran a great out-breaking route, was able to create separation by about 2 different yards. So that's the big thing for me. Like, the confidence looks so much better night and day for Jalen Tolbert, but his ability now when it comes to the route running, but be able to create separation against whether it's been Deron Bland or Nashon Wright or whomever was out there. Now we'll get to see him maybe against Diggs as practice moves on. But, yeah, I do think this is not hype. I think the Jalen Tolbert improvement is very real. We've seen it with our own eyes.
Yeah, this is a player that I thought didn't have the mental toughness. And I think he got really irritated with hearing us all talk about him last year, and that, you know, well, hey, you know, he was selected very high, you know, why is he not responding, you know, why is he, you know, doing this, why is he doing that? I think he took that to task, and I questioned, like I say, his mental toughness, but he's shown that every practice. He's, you know, for a wide receiver, his uniform gets dirty. And, you know, when he practices, it's full on. A lot of running. You know, they like to talk about the GPS numbers. I'm going to say his numbers are really, really high. But he's done a great job, like Zach said. He's separated. He's become reliable. And he has answered the questions whether he was mentally tough enough to carry this through and stack, as they say, good days on good days.
Last year, you had 418 yards out of Michael Gallup, and you had just under 700 yards for Brandon Cooks. Cooks was your third leading receiver, and Gallup was your fourth. Mm-hmm. So I think somewhere in that neighborhood is absolutely realistic. If you put it at 500, after what I've seen, I think I would probably be willing to take the over on Tolbert over 500
yards. I would take the over on that, too. Yeah. I would. Maybe. He's actually playing better than Brooks, and Brooks is not playing bad. And it was a competition, and when they started these practices, it was kind of even. And right now, I would say that Tolbert's ahead in the game.
Looks like I want to find a futures bet there on Tolbert. By the way, I did find the USA women's water polo team making a substitution, and I got to tell you, a borderline uncomfortable amount of cheek being shown by these gals in these uniforms. Oh.
So, I mean, is it like a swimsuit?
Beach
is
volleyball like, ass?
Well,
like
yes.
Like a thong bikini?
It's like an Olympic swimming swimsuit, but it's cut for, I think, the cheek to mostly be out. It must be a performance thing. And
Yeah, it's the high hipped, I'm sure.
You can move faster.
So their
in the
legs
water.
Can
this
rotate.
Isn't funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if my daughter was out there, I'd be like, "Oh, can we get the camera off her, please?" Jeez, it's like
that's stupid, guys.
It's half the
that's
birthday suit.
Stupid.
You know, I don't know if I'm offended or intrigued.
No, you said you was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I am. I'm a little uncomfortable here.
Borderline.
These are amateur athletes here. Let's have a little bit of respect for women. Okay, Tyron Billy Johnson is number two. Another receiver that's been an active playmaker in Oxnard. Billy Johnson, consistent both his speed and his route running through his first handful of practices. What do you think? Is this a guy that's going to stick and like be a real integral part of the offense, or a guy that is in his last days of being?
I think
getting
he's
name
slowed down. I think he's slowed down a little bit here, and so you know the first initial part of practice, the week that we were all together here, he was making plays, and now it's a little bit more where you notice, like I say, you notice Cropper. A little more. You notice Flournoy, who just started practicing, like, okay, there's that big body guy catching the ball. I think that Billy Johnson's going to be up against it a little. He's going to have to kind of revert back to some of the things that got him noticed in the first place. But then with these practice coming up against the Rams, how can he win? Can he win some one-on-one battles there? And then these preseason games, because I think his back's against the wall a little bit. He's shown up at times, but it's not as prevalent as we once saw it here several days ago.
Okay, a couple other guys here. You got Brock Hoffman. You just talked about him in Krusty's corner. Carson, what is he, the fifth-round corner out of Wake Forest. Could this be like the next day three defensive back that really is a big part of the futures for the Cowboys defense?
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, he's a good player, and he's very competitive. And that's the thing that he doesn't back down from anything, and they like throwing him out there. They went with the ones, and they've been using – since Diggs hasn't been playing, they've been using Nashon Wright as the starter, and then some others have been kind of filling in. But the first guy that goes in there would be Carson. And then behind him, which has been interesting, is Josh DeBerry, who was from Texas A&M. He started his career at Boston College and finished up with the NIL deal at Texas A&M, kind of played safety, but they're putting him in some stuff now, number 38. So they're trying to kind of find some spots for some of these down-the-line corners, but Carson's the one guy that's shown up. Yeah, most practices, he's finding ways to make plays.
Up next to talk about the guy I'm most looking forward to seeing how it goes in the preseason is Maris Leofau, the rookie linebacker. A lot of guys have had good camps, but Leofau, a guy worth recognizing, according to Nick Harris. Do you think he could be a rookie starter or a breakout player, or are we just hoping to get him some experience here in year one, Brian?
He's playing as the base. He's playing in the base when they go to just regular personnel, And, you know, that's kind of where they're giving him a little bit of a start. But he's super smart. He's got great instincts. He rallies to the ball. He had a chance to get an interception today and missed out on that. You know, it just kind of went off his hands. But he seems to always be in the right place at the right time. He plays downhill for a linebacker. I know Eric had some concerns about the tackling. I think we all do. But what we've seen so far, haven't taken guys to the ground, but he's in position to make a lot of different plays. And so hopefully he can do that when he gets the opportunity in these preseason games.
Marshawn Nealon, last guy for us to talk about here, Brian. Has he slowed down at all, the rookie second-round defensive end?
Yeah, they're going to really rely on him. He might end up being the starter when this is all said and done. He's playing as the right end and still working on the pass rush moves. The run stuff has been good, but they need to get him a little bit better. He's got the ability, I believe now, from what I've seen from the practices, to get to the edge. Got to do a little bit better job of getting around these blockers and not letting him get slowed down that way.
With Zim and the way that he's been able to blitz, and he's showing a variety of different looks, and the way he's moving Micah Parsons, would you almost say, hey, our big issue has been being able to set the edge against the run? If I've got Nealon on one side and I've got Lawrence on the other, I feel I've got two guys that have really upgraded that, and now I've got a linebacker room that is so much better than it was a year ago. Would you sacrifice pass rush to now know, okay, I can set the edge much better in the run game?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. They've got to be better on the edge. The right edge was not very good last year. The Diggs didn't always want to play in the run defense, and then sometimes they lost out at safeties playing in the alley. So they had some problems over there. It just wasn't the defensive tackles. You know, that's what I was worried about, Sam Williams.
Yeah,
I was worried about Sam Williams being a guy that would set the edge, because the one thing Sam Williams wants to do is get up the field, and now the ball's going inside of him. So I think you've got, with Nealon, you got a little bit more of a disciplined player over there.
Yes, sir. It sounds like stopping the run better than last year, and I think that would be a big win for way too long that the Cowboys have been so exploitable from a team determined to run the ball, even with just a little creativity.
Yeah. I mean, right now you're still hopeful that the defensive tackles can get the job done, because you can only be so good at stopping the run if you just have nothing there in the interior of the defensive line.
Doubt.
But I am already convinced, based on scheme and linebacker personnel, this is, and what you just mentioned with the edge setting of Tank and Nealon, as opposed to what you had where you're running out Sam Williams last year, Fowler, whoever, Armstrong, guys who just don't have that same type of edge setting ability. I already feel 100% confident.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
confident you're going to be a better run stuffing team. It's just, are you going to be still bottom third? Can you get to middle of the pack? And if you get a Mozzie Smith situation where the light bulb comes on, then you could be bona fide.
What's the latest you would add a player, Brian? Is this something that needs to happen in the next week or so?
No,
or
I mean,
take it all the way.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I believe that the defensive tackle room is what you're going to have to look at right now. They might look at an edge, you know, but I think that the tackle spot is the one that they need to focus on, the one and the three.
If they don't have one now, they're waiting for cutdowns.
They're waiting for some cutdowns, or they're going to give Mozzie and this group every shot to show that they don't know that they're not going to be good enough there, and they're going to have to figure that out with maybe somebody who they get off the waivers or they try and trade for.
The final day of the Olympic surfing competition featured a surprise spectator. You guys see this?
The
humpback whale breached mid-competition.
Huh.
Mother Nature winning the day in the Olympics. Of course, this taking place in Tahiti. Brazil's Tatiana Weston Webb and Costa Rica's Brisa Hennessy. Nearby whale leapt out of the water head first as they were competing. Breach happened there. The announcers were right on top of it with one joking, "That's a 10 right there." The surfing competition being held in Tahiti, where whales are a common sight in the summer and fall. In fact, indigenous leaders in French Polynesia recognize whales as legal persons. That's interesting. Have you ever seen a whale in person?
No, I've never seen. You have brought us?
Yeah, we were in Hawaii, and we were out on a boat. So, yes, I've seen a whale.
Yeah, humpback whale.
You're not counting SeaWorld, right? It's places like that.
Yeah, SeaWorld doesn't count. We're talking about in the wild.
SeaWorld, yeah, really, wild. Yeah, in the wild. Yeah.
Wild,
yeah. Hawaii. Orcas.
I saw a whale in Hawaii as well. They were sleeping, and I thought immediately, there's no way I'm ever going back in the ocean. It's freaking massive.
Dude, I don't know how those
I'm like, I don't know what I've been thinking swimming around in the ocean.
Those servers must have bleeped in their pants when they saw a humpback whale just breach right now. Those things are massive.
Yeah.
Hey, I was watching TikTok the other day, and some lady was in a kayak swimming around the orcas, and she was panicking.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
She was panicking. Too. She's like, okay, there were four thank of them. You, hi. Yeah, and they kept floating up right next to her, and then they go down, and then one would come up right next to her again, and you're like, I couldn't paddle fast enough. But then again, they would probably capture me because I'm paddling. I was panicking or something like that.
I think they've never attacked anybody in the wild.
I don't think
they?
So. I don't think so. But that you know, there were four of them.
Maybe,
and
a
you
boat.
Don't know if they're having a bad day of not catching
sure.
seals.
I mean, I've seen the video clips too, Brian. Mother Nature is not playing these days.
She's talking to him like, hi, whales, please don't bother me. I'm like, God, lady, what a terrible position to be in.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I have a lot of respect for the power and, you know, everything involved there. Okay, we've taken the lead 3-2, USA versus Hungary. They're now in the third halfway through quarterfinals of the U.S. women's water polo. Somebody get these girls some cover, too, for crying out loud. Top 10 at 420 is coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Well, I think you created a lot more fans when it came to this event with the water polo. Apparently, a lot of texters were saying, what channel is this on now, Gavin, after you threw that out? But
Peacock.
We're going to do Peacock is where that's at. Top 10 last place fantasy football punishments. It's punishment season. We had a country singer who got in on this. And would you eat this? That's next on the fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.